Chapter 3. My phone is more fun to hang out with than me. When I wake up in the morning, I often find messages left to me on my phone. Then I read the messages and I suspect that I'm being stalked by a madwoman. And I am. That madwoman is me. The calls are coming from inside the house. Some of these notes are written while I'm waiting for my sleeping pills to kick in, but most are written at 2 a.m. when I'm convinced that I've come up with something brilliant and then I'll forget it if I don't jot it down immediately. And then in the morning, I congratulate myself because I have forgotten what it was. And I'm a little disappointed that the messages are less world-shattering and more just plain confusing. These missives from my brain are baffling, but I never delete them because it's nice to have a pen pal that I don't have to write back to. And also because I can look at the strange notes and think, finally, someone gets me. These are a few of those notes from my phone. The phrase, "I'm not going to say I told you so," is pretty much the same thing as saying "I told you so," except worse because you're saying "I told you so" and congratulating yourself for your restraint in not saying what you totally just said. Are asparaguses just artichokes that haven't grown properly, like they started smoking and got really skinny like supermodels? I bet marmalade was invented by the laziest person in the world. Eating a peach is like eating a newborn baby's head. And then it's all soft and fuzzy. Not that peaches taste like babies. I don't eat babies. Or peaches, actually, because they remind me of eating babies. Vicious circle, really. Today at lunch, the waiter told me that the soup of the day was beef and yumen. And I was like, what the shit? He said that he had had some and that it was good, but really heavy on the yumen. And Victor was like, that sounds great. I'll have a bowl of that. And I felt like I had fallen into the Twilight Zone movie. But it turns out that the waiter was just saying beef and cumin, which honestly sounds almost as gross. Is it illegal to use shower curtains as regular curtains and vice versa? If not, what if you went shopping for a shower curtain but then bought a valance? That seems like it should be a misdemeanor at the least. The phrase "rest in peace" seems incredibly self-serving. It basically means stay in your grave, don't haunt me. Like the opposite would be fitfully toss or let's go jogging. I don't get the anti-slut shaming movement. They're like, don't shame the sluts. And I'm like, you're the one calling them sluts. It's like having to lay off the fatties campaign.